here's a story from The World.
It's time for the annual grape harvest in France. This year, growers will be picking less than usual. The French government says the wine industry lost about a third of this year's crop because of extreme weather events related to climate change. This week on The Big Fix, how the wine industry is trying to adapt.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
We're going to the home of Saint-Emilion and Chateau Lafite, Bordeaux, where winemakers and scientists are experimenting with new ways to make French wine more resilient to a changing climate. From Bordeaux, reporter Rebecca Rossman has that story.
Jonathan Ducor is a fourth-generation wine grower with an 1,100-acre property located just outside Bordeaux. He invites me on top of a grape harvesting machine.
And it collects the grapes, mostly the berries, little by little.
As we snake through the rows of vines, the machine shakes the fruit and scoops it up. In a normal year, Ducor says his family produces around 3 million bottles of wine. But this year...
For the whites, we almost finished the harvest, so we know we lost about 50%.
And he expects a 30% loss of red wine grapes. That's because of a warm early spring and a severe late frost that killed many of his grapes. Experts say those conditions were made more likely by climate change, and they were followed by heavy rains, which fueled mildew.
This little grape was attacked by a mushroom, and
it's all dried up.
Yeah.
The number of unexpected weather events have only increased for the Ducor family over the last 10 years. He says they even took out a special climate change insurance for winemakers. But they're working on a longer-term solution. He takes me to another corner of the vineyard and shows off his experimental vines.
We harvested this block last week.
Most of the vineyard has pure vines, growing only one type of grape. That's the standard in France. The six we're looking at right now have different grape varieties grafted onto each vine. These varieties were specially selected because they're more resistant to things like drought and late frost.
So this one is called Sauvignac, and it's a hybrid of Sauvignon Blanc, Riesling, and wild vines.
Okay, we're tasting the grape here. This is the hybrid. Oh, it's a good grape.
But these hybrid vines are also controversial. In France, where tradition is king, wine can only be labeled Bordeaux if it's made with any six kinds of traditional grape varieties. Ducor says he respects this tradition, but...
At the same time, we also need to be ready for what's next.
Hybrid wines have already been widely embraced in Germany and Switzerland, and some hybrid varieties have been approved for use in certain table wines in France.
So, in between the wooden posts here, there's five vines in each row.
At an experimental vineyard on the outskirts of Bordeaux, Mark Gowdy shows students some of the more than 50 grape varieties he's been studying at the Institute of Sciences for Vine and Wines. Gowdy, who moved here from California, says getting tradition-bound French winemakers on board with these experimental vines has been a bit of an uphill battle. Whereas in the U.S.
I can plant whatever I want, from wherever I want, whenever I want. It's literally the Wild West, right?
Some of the most successful varieties in the experimental vineyard come from southern European countries with a slightly warmer climate, including Spain, Portugal, and Italy. But testing new varieties isn't the only solution for wine growers, Gowdy says. Special pruning techniques are being tested to protect the vines.
For instance, right here, this is a style of pruning where you have a big bushy vine and you're potentially... providing protection for the fruit from sun and heat.
Gowdy also says letting winemakers irrigate their crops, something that's been banned in France, could make a difference. But even where traditional techniques and grapes are still being used, French wine is still changing with a changing climate. Nathalie Ola is head researcher at the experimental vineyard.
The wine is with a higher alcohol content and a lower acidity, and it affects the balance of the wine and also its ability to last and to be preserved.
For now, Ola says these changes are only doing good things to the taste of wine. She says this will change for the worse in about a generation, and if practices stay as they are, that will likely mean sour grapes. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Bordeaux.
Find more of our Big Fix reporting at theworld.org/bigfix.